You finally did it, didn't you? You've been begging to be put in chastity for a long time. But not just put in chastity. You wanted to hand over control, because it's very different to put a cage on yourself and for you to decide when you get a release versus giving up that control. It's very liberating, isn't it, to not have to worry about these things. There's so much going on in the world that you just want to let go. One less thing to think about, to worry about. You have given that control to me. And now it feels very liberating. But what's going to happen is you're going to go through a mix of emotions in the next couple of days, maybe even weeks. Oh yes, weeks. Because if you think I'm just going to lock you for 1 or 2 days, you're very, very wrong. Because the impact of being locked up can only be truly felt when you stay locked, when you really, really want a release. You'll start to feel frustrated. Of course you will. You're so used to touching yourself, masturbating whenever you want. What do you think that'll feel like when you're very, very horny and needy and you can't do anything about it? It's going to be frustrating, but that is how character is built. That is how you truly feel the submission, letting go. It's how you truly feel free. That you're no longer a slave to your desires. I know you're going to have weak moments. You're probably going to reach out to me. Oh, mistress, please, I've been such a good boy. Please, let me have a release. Mm-mm. You can try. Mm-mm. This is how we test your obedience. You're completely at my mercy. Your pleasure, your orgasms, these are all mine. They're mine to give and mine to take away. I want you to feel safe in that cage, but I also want you to feel the struggle, how you're going to be throbbing every time you're horny. And I know you may think, well, I'll just avoid any type of porn and any type of thing that's going to make me horny. Mm-mm. Control. control of your desires and that pleasure you feel, that ache, is so delicious, knowing that you can't release and never knowing when you will be able to release. The chastity cage will amplify your need, but it would also help you focus. Not only focus on me, on my needs, on my pleasure, but it will help you focus in general, because you're no longer going to be a slave to your desires. Your cage is so confining, so restrictive, but it feels safe, doesn't it? I sometimes wonder if you'll ever learn to appreciate the freedom of being locked away, the freedom from your own desires, your own needs. You're mine now, completely and utterly mine. You're going to focus on the important things, and I'm one of those things. But it's also a constant reminder that your pleasure is not your own. You're seeking my permission, my command. I'll tell you a little secret. Sometimes when I'm feeling particularly cruel, I like to imagine you trying to masturbate. Trying to find some way to get off despite your cage. It's almost cute to see you try so hard, the way you struggle, the way you strain against the confines of your own chastity. But enough about that. Let's talk about me. Let's talk about what I want, what I need, and I need your devotion, your obedience. I need to know that you can do this. I would never ask you to do something that you cannot do. And I know that you can be denied for a very long time. I want to test your submission, your obedience. I know you're thinking that I'll let you release, but someone's going to climax, and it's not going to be you. You're going to listen while I pleasure myself. I brought my favorite toy with me. The one that makes me come so many times. The one that sucks on my clit. My favorite toy. After you, of course. But since you're locked up, I'm going to use my toy. And you're going to listen. And you cannot touch yourself. I want your cock throbbing in its restraint, in its cage. I want you to feel that craving, that burning desire, knowing that you can't do anything about it. You're just gonna sit there while I pleasure myself. You know, I come really fast with this toy. That's why I got it. It's so, so good. Do you hear that? Do you hear my toy? Doing its job. Can you imagine if that's your mouth? How much do you want me to sit on you right now? Use your mouth as my toy. Don't touch yourself. You should just listen to me. How hard are you throbbing right now? I'm just imagining you struggling with your little cage on. My caged slave. I told you someone was gonna climax, but it wasn't you. No release for you. You will stay locked up until I give you permission. How did you do? How does that feel? Knowing that you're gonna stay locked up until I say so. Your pleasure is mine.